Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are continuing the 2 Samuel chapter 22. We may actually finish today. We'll see. But remember, this is a song of praise, a song of worship that David was lifting up to the Lord God after the Lord had given David victory over his enemies, over King Saul, and over all the people that came against David. And we have seen that's quite a litany. And so he talks about those that had been his enemies that had come against him. Then in verse 44, he picks up this idea. David says this, "You have also delivered me from the contentions of my people." Now think about that for a moment, from the contentions of my people. When his own people were contending against him. Well, we've seen that when his son Absalom came against him. And, Absalom would have been described as an enemy, but David never described him as an enemy. It was his son. Remember how he cried for him? And it broke his heart what he did. Broke his heart even more what occurred to him, what judgment came against Absalom. But there were many times when his people resisted him, came against him, chose sides against him. And he's saying this, "God, you delivered me from the contentions of my people." And boy, I believe that is a great, great word and a great understanding for us. And because the ones that usually cause us the greatest harm are the ones that we love, those that are my people, whether they be familial, family people, or friends, or the body of Christ. "You have delivered me from the contentions of my people." And so David was well aware that it was the Lord God that had done this. But then he talks about another group, which often were the enemies. He continues in that verse 44, "You have kept me as head of the nations, a people whom I have not known serve me." And we've already seen that in the earlier part of 2 Samuel, that there's several places where God gives detail about the various peoples that David conquered and that now served him, that now come before him. And he's saying, "God, you're the one that's kept me as the head of these nations." And he says, "These people who I don't know, they serve me." Now, David's no fool. He's no fool. He's not saying they love him. He says they serve him. Verse 45 says this, "Foreigners pretend obedience to me." And there's actually a couple of Psalms where David speaks of that. Of how God will deal with them. You know, they pretend to be obedient. And they are, man. When they come around me, they're obedient. They're subservient, this and that. But I know that they're really not obedient to me. He said, "They pretend obedience to me. As soon as they hear, they obey me." Verse 46, "Foreigners lose heart and come trembling out of their fortresses." And so he literally saying this, "God, this is what you've done. They are languishing of heart. And they literally come out trembling. They gird themselves up in fear to come out of their fortresses, of their places where they thought they were going to be able to remain steadfast and where they thought that they would be okay." But he says, "God, you have done this. You're the one who's brought this forth. You're the one that has done this in my life." And that's the reason he's praising him from the beginning of this song to the very end, which we're getting close to, because watch what he does now. He says the foreigners lose heart. They come trembling out of their fortresses in verse 47. You probably know this verse. You've probably sung this verse at some point in time. "The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be God, the rock of my salvation." And he says the same thing he'd started this song with, because it is actually Psalm 18, I believe. He declares, "It's the Lord who lives. It's the Lord who does all these things. And so I bless the Lord, and may he be blessed, my rock, and exalted." The God of the rock is what is the Hebrew phrase is. The God of the rock, the God of my salvation. And so he declares a couple of major things here, that the Lord lives. Yes, the Lord lives. Sometimes we just take that for granted, particularly as believers. We think, well, everybody knows that. Well, everybody should know that, but not everybody acknowledges that. And not everybody thinks upon that and responds in the way they should to that tremendous truth, that the Lord lives. And he declares blessing the Lord. picks up that motif again, that he's the rock of my salvation. Then verse 48, the God who executes vengeance for me and brings down peoples under me, who also brings me out from my enemies. You even lift me above those who rise against me. You rescue me from the violent man. So this is very much a synopsis of what this entire song is about right here, of what David is declaring. He's saying, God, you are the one who has rescued me. You rescued me from the violent man, okay? Whether it be from an enemy, whether it be from another nation, whether it be from the contentions of my own people, it doesn't matter. You bring down the people and you place them under me, and you lift me above those who have actually risen up against me. Okay? And that's sort of speaking of his own family right there, right? But then the thing that he starts that sentence with is the Lord who executes vengeance for me. And we've seen it in the life of David that he very, very much pursued trusting upon the Lord to avenge him. He wanted to do some things, okay, but he would not. Remember, particularly with King Saul, even when he cut away a little bit of the robe of Saul, it grieved David's heart because he realized that he had disrespected Saul in doing that very thing. And so he did not want to seek his own vengeance. He knew that God would avenge him. Do we know that? I dare say that we know that. Well, do we live in that way? Or are we really consumed with seeking our own vengeance, avenging ourselves? So again, God executes vengeance. God brings down people under him. God brings him up away from his enemies. He lifts him up over those who rise up against him. And the Lord rescued him from the violent men. Man, the Lord rescues us, folks. Now the last two verses, verse 50. Therefore, in light of all this, in light of just this marvelous song, David says this, therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the nations, and I will sing praises to your name. He's going to give thanks to the Lord, and he's going to do it among the nations, not just among his own people who would say that they worship the Lord, that they serve the Most High God, but he's going to declare this among the nations. He's going to do it among those who don't know the Lord God, who might perceive this to be a weakness, that David doesn't declare himself to be a god, as the other leaders of other nations often did. He says, no, I'm going to give thanks to you. And I'm going to, in other words, let the other nations know exactly what I've said in this song, that you are the source of all this. Then verse 51, that God is a tower of deliverance to his king, and shows loving kindness to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever. David closes out by saying, you know what? I'm going to let all the nations know that all this good that's come again, that's come upon me is because of you, Most High God. You're the one who delivered me. You're the tower of deliverance. That's a great phrase, isn't it? You're the tower of salvation. And that you're the one who shows loving kindness to the one that you anointed, me, David. And that you're going to carry this love and kindness through my descendants forever. That's a big phrase right there, folks. Well, again, I'm Dale. Hey, thank you for your time. We'll press on the next episode. See y'all then. Goodbye.